it might be neat if you did it. Yeah. What you? You might want to go like a. Boom. No, you know, boom. Just like some sort of. Like... That's good. You can do both if you want.
I like that.
Okay. Are you all ready? After two. 3, 4.
Thank you.
Thank you. thick.
Four lessons or five lessons, you know, we were starting to play Row, Row, Row Your Boat, you know, right. Single note picking. I went, hey, this is not for me. I was lifting Alka-Seltzer commercials off the TV. Mm-hmm. So that went all down the tubes. But yeah. I had some lessons later on. I went to Humber College for a while.
Did you?
That's when I got into the jazz thing, too. There was a fellow taught there, Peter Harris, and he was really into stuff like Joe Pass and Charlie Christian and Django Reinhardt, and so then I became sort of fascinated with that genre.
That's where you got those snappy chops from.
Yeah, sure.
That's great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
actually, most of the chops come from, I went through a phase where I was really into like progressive rock, and so I was lifting all the Steve Howe's licks off Yes Records and Gentle Giant stuff right. And Genesis. And you have to be a fairly all-round proficient player to cut that kind of stuff. And the first bar bands that I played in was that kind of material. So.
Right.
But then I gravitated towards heavier rock because I tend to run towards that kind of thing, you know. I'm very physical.
Physical.
Yeah. So anyways, why don't we play this little Django Reinhardt thing here?
Yeah.
We've got our little berets.
This tune called Nuage.
What? You're bilingual. What does Nuage mean?
Clouds.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd have to stop short of admitting being completely bilingual.
Well, your lyrics.
I know what
English,
I know what
Nuage
means.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay.
Musically, we are multilingual, though.
That's right. So let's play this in Greek backwards.
Okay. Thank you.
As if I wrote it that way.
Here we go.
Are you rolling? You gonna take this?
Sure, you're rolling.
Okay. 3, 4. Sorry. My fault. Let's try. try and be a little bit slower with it than we were before, just so that we don't rush it. One, two, three, four.
Just father Judas kiss. easier said than done. But you got to finish what's already begun. Heaven has forever seems like such a long time. Only got one life to live, it's gonna be.
The Triumph did a tune on the last album that we had that was called When the Lights Go Down, and I did an introduction on that, and it was the same kind of idea where I had to play some things with a finger-picking regular guitar thing, and then there was some kind of stuff in it. So, yeah. I mean, really, all I'm doing is playing like a bottleneck style on the dobro guitar just so that I can do something really interesting for TV.
Yeah. That's it. It's all for the visual effect. Right. Actually, it's... It's nice, though. I like the tone of those things, especially with the slide.
Yeah, they're kind of really...
Nasal quality.
Yeah, yeah. And Johnny Winter does some great stuff with this stuff.
Yeah.
Very lazy quality.
Yeah.
Anyways, why don't you kick into the circle?
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'll do. Thank you.
You know, people think of you in terms of Rick Emmett plays hard rock guitar. He doesn't play, you know, chord changes like this or Django Reinhardt's. Bruce Colburn's a folky, you know. Why should he pick up an electric guitar, you know? It's a terrible thing to get stuck inside.
It is, really. Because you don't... You go around thinking, you know, you have your own limitations that you put on yourself, of course, the limitations of your own imagination and of your own energy and all that sort of thing. But that's bad enough to carry around without other people imposing their own on you, too, you know.
I mean, there's a certain amount you get fans and they expect something from you and you owe them something, you know. But I like to think that part of what you owe them is growth, you know. Moving ahead, pushing your own limits, and then pushing theirs too, and saying, you know, okay, sure, you liked when Triumph did Led Zeppelin, but check this out when Triumph does, you know, something else. Right. So that's where songs like this come from, where I think, well, you know, let's venture afield here and see what we come up with.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you want to get into it?
Anytime you feel like it. Come in on the same note, and then we'll weave all around each other, and we'll keep playing.
Yeah.
And once that starts happening, gentlemen, you hear both guitars playing lead, then start paying attention, because he's going to end it soon after that.
Okay, are we, is everybody organized? Can we possibly call ourselves organized? Okay. One, two, and two, three, four. Away from the river, away from the smoke of the burning, fearful survivors, the subject of government directives. The one sad guitar note echoes off the wall of the jungle. Seen from the air, they're just targets with nowhere to run to. The children of rape, raised on malnutrition. Men in camouflage, filled with a sense of mission. Then the light through the wire mesh plays on the president's pistol, like the gleam of a bead of sweat in the glow of a candle. Hear the cry in the tropic night. Should be the cry of love, but it's a cry of fright.
the finest in investigative reporting. It's 60 Minutes More. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern on Prime, Canada's Superstation.
Oh, it was a great guitar solo after it got going.